This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We continue in Mishnah Berurah Daf Hashavua. We're learning Siman Yud Zayin. We're in the middle of Sif Beis. The Mechaber said that women, Avadim, are Pater because it's from Tzitzis, because it's Man Grama. By the way, that's not Pasha that Tzitzis is Man Grama, because we're going to see it's Machlekes Rishonim. Is it that you're Pater during the night, or is it that a night garment is Pater from Tzitzis? According to the Rishonim that learn that a night garment is Pater from Tzitzis, then it's not Pasha that Tzitzis is Zman Grama. It's not Zman Grama. Certain begadim are chayiv, certain are not. What kind of begadim? Those that are worn during the night, but that doesn't necessarily make it Zman Grama. But at face value, we're assuming it's Zman Grama. Women are Pater. And if they want to make a bracha on it, they can, like other mitzvah sasei shazman grama. However, it looks like yuhara. Therefore, women should not wear tzitzis. And the Rama added, they should not wear tzitzis. Hoil ve'enoi choy vasgavra, because it's not obligatory on the person. What does that mean? Perosh. Enoi chayv liknois loy talis, kadei sheyes chayv tzitzis. You're not obligated to purchase talis in order to be chayv in tzitzis. Ulekamon, besimen yotes amar, kishyesh leitalis me arba kanfais. Later on in Siman Yotes, it's explained that when you have a talis of dalet kanfais, then you have to put it on. In other words, the Rama, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is explaining why do women make a bracha on a lulav, which is also zman grama. The answer is lulav is chayves gavra, because even but when it comes to tzitzis is not a chayves gavra. Man does not have a biblical obligation to buy dalet kanfas. It's just if he does, he has to put on tzitzis. But lulav, whereby the man is chayves gavra, so therefore women should say a bracha. In other words, the Rama says if they want to make a bracha, they can. But since it looks like gaiva, they should not wear a tzitzis. Fine. We saw something very unbelievable that's worthwhile mentioning. Namely, why could women say vitzivanu? So if Shlomo Zalman says that technically, they could say vitzivanu, number one, provided that they put tzitzis on their dress. In other words, they can't take a beged of dalet kanfos like a man and wear it as tzitzis because that's big dayish. But if they want to put tzitzis on their blouse, that would be okay. Now, another thing we pointed out from the Bi'ur Halacha and some Kuvtzadi le'inyan tkiyas shofar, that since there is no remez in the Torah that women are mitzuva in shofar, they're better off not making the bracha. In other words, they're allowed to make vitzivanu, but they're better off somebody else saying it. Which means, according to that Bi'ur Halacha, that when women take dalet, somehow if women take dalet minim, which many women do, it would be better if they get a man to be moitzi them in the bracha. What about a goy? Rav Shlomo Zalman says a goy who wears tzitzis gets schar. A guy who takes dalet minim gets schar, but they cannot say vitzivanu. A woman who's b'chlal klal Yisrael, they could say vitzivanu because men are chayiv. A guy, they get schar for doing the mitzvah. Now, by the way, which we pointed out, that's a jolting thought. So just when you think about, well, how much schar? A woman says, I want to do the mitzvah because I get schar. A guy also gets schar. I mean, you have to know what the scale here is, you know, when we say that women are pater from mitzvahs, we're not dealing with tremendous schar over here. That if they do the mitzvah, they get great schar. Oh, you know, women run to shofar. Okay, they accept it upon themselves. But goyim could also come here shofar. If a goy hears shofar, they get a mitzvah. They're going to get reward in olam haba. You know, that goy comes to shul, he hears a shofar, he gets a reward. It's just women also. But so we're not dealing with major schar. It's gadol mitzvah. I said, fine. Now, let's continue in the Mechaber. Tumtum androgynous chayovim misafik. Someone who his gender is covered up, or someone who's a safik, is chayv misafik, and since it's yatu v'yisatvu b'lay bracha, they do itif without a bracha. That's also a pella. Why shouldn't they make a bracha? A woman who's vadei putter could make a bracha, the Rama says. So why shouldn't a tumtum and androgynous make a bracha? Says the Rama, perish tumtum loy noidem and zachar nekeva. Tumtum, we don't know if it's male or female. Of androgynous, yesh loy zachas v'nakvas. Androgynous has both simanim. V'imash enagur noshim v'ah. V'imash enagur noshim v'archim. It's a sesh, as man grama, gam him yivarchu. In other words, that's the shita of the Mechaber, that women don't make a bracha, but we, our shita is women do make a bracha, so they could make a bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Chayavim Yisafek. The Safek Taira L'chumra. A Safek Darais is L'chumra, King Kasa Beis Yosef. Umash Mizeh. This implies the davar shechiyuva rak midrabanan, something which shechiyuva is only midrabanan, could go in talis, for example, a talis, Shu'ula achar shloshim yom v'chanal b'simin yodalad. This implies something that the chiyuv is only midrabanan. Let's say a talis that's borrowed after 30 days. Oy beged shechiyuva rak mitam sofek kugoyin beged shechetsiyah b'sov v'chetsiyah sasim v'chanal b'simin yod siv zayin rashon leilach boy b'loy tzitzis. Meaning, why are we mechayiv a tumtum androgynous because sofek darais l'chumra? So they have to put tzitzis on their garment. That implies a beged of dalet kamfos that is only chayv midrabanan. You don't have to. Look at the Prima Gadol who writes similar to this. I don't know if that's pashut. Yes, we say sofek d'rabbanan l'kula. But here, just put on the tzitzis. What's the big deal? In other words, by other inyanim, there might be ramifications the other way. Maybe you shouldn't make a bracha. Maybe you shouldn't. But somebody who has a beged, it's chayiv midrabbanan misafek. So that you could. So don't put it on. That's what I would say. Don't put on the beged. Take off the beged. In other words, why should you put on a beged that might be chayiv midrabbanan and tzitzis? Don't take on. So you say that's the guy's shirt. So maybe in chanami, the guy has no clothing. This is his only clothing. So he doesn't. So he's allowed to wear it without tzitzis. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah b'loy bracha. Kivin the ikar achiv urak misham sveika. Since the ikar achiv is only al tzafek le'inyan bracha shum midrabanan azlina balakula. Regarding the bracha, which only midrabanan we go lekula va'ayin lekamam b'sim samach zayin b'mishnah berurah mashenichtav sham meretz Hashem kama klalim b'shem ha'poskim b'zeh zachros v'nakvus v'ugam kein safek zachar oynekeva. He's also safek male or female va'ayin baratz asachaim shevi rayim b'kama kones v'askin kein la'alachadu together safek. The Malbim brings many proofs that a androgynous is considered a safek v'loy k'man d'amrdu bari b'fnei atzma, not like the opinion that he's an entity unto himself. Siv Gimel, Katan Hayodea Lis Atef Aviv Tzarch Likach Loit Tzitzis L'Chanchai. A Katan who knows how to wrap himself, the father is obligated to buy him tzitzis to train him. Now this is soiser everything we've learned in Hilchos Tzitzis until now. Because we've just been saying there's no Chayvas Gavra to put on a four-cornered garment and put tzitzis on it. It's only a Chayvas. That if it's only a chiyuv, that if you happen to be wearing a four-cornered garment, you have to put tzitzis. And now we're saying, not only for yourself do you have to go out of your way, implied in this is you have to go out of your way to wear a four-cornered garment. But you got to train your kid to get a four-cornered garment and put strings on it. That's only if he knows how to wrap two in front of him, two behind him. The idea lecha is that tzitzis b'yadav shas kriya shema, and he knows how to hold the tzitzis in his hand at the time of shema. Says Mishnah Berurah Perush, likach loy da beged shel dalet kanfos lahata by tzitzis, to take a beged of four corners and to put tzitzis kedei lechanchoi b'mitzvais. V'shir talisoi, how big should his tzitzis be? Kaspi magal m'sim tezayin v'darcha chayim shehu kedei lesatif by roshe berubay shaloi. It doesn't have to be of a 9-year-old that we said earlier, but rather his own. And if he's smaller, then so be it. However big or small he is, then the father has to put tzitzis on it and make a bracha with him. If it doesn't have the shear for him, you don't make a bracha. Says the Shevet HaLevi, what if the kid is not reached the age of chinuch, but he is, let's say, of age to make a bracha, and he has Uncle Moshe Tzitzis, which is enough to cover the size of a newborn, of an embryo, at maybe 40 days. You know, they're tiny, those things. They're like blindfolds that they give you on the airplane. So then you could put it on the kid and he can make a bracha. Okay, so he's at the age of bracha, but not at the age of tzitzis. L'chanchai. This is if he hasn't reached 13. Avol miyud gimel ve'ela chayv tzitzis kagadol. From 13 on, he's chayv and tzitzis like a gadol. Mashukasa bedrashas maharob hilchus nesuin. Shenoagim shigam na'orim gedolim in misadfim betzitzis ad shenozim lanoshim. I, the maharil, brings that boys who are over 13, they don't wrap themselves in tzitzis until they get married. V'samchu lohen akra d'chsev gedilim tasilecha v'samach leki kachish isha. That's a davar tamua. The ad shelo yisa isha yia yoshi v'bato mitzvah tzitzis. What? Someone's not going to wear tzitzis until he gets married? It's a nice drasha, but you don't learn out halachas from drashas. So it's mashma that the Mishnah Berurah grips the maril that they did not wear a talis katan before they got married, and therefore he's matmiya. How are they bato from tzitzis? Even though, by the way, the maril is not necessarily mashma that way. Maril, all the maril means is you don't wear a talis gadol until you get married. That's what the maril says, that they were not misatef in the talis till they got married. And the question is, so why is the Mishnah Berurah gripping the maril, that the maril is saying they didn't even wear a talis katan, and he's asking, how could they not wear a talis katan until they got married? He should have realized that what the maril means is that they didn't wear a talis gadol until they got married. So there's a tshuva in the Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Chaf Simen Ches, quoted by Dirshu, that the Mishnah Berurah gripped the maril this way, is that if the maril is saying this smichus, and we're darshaning it from a pasuk, then the Mishnah Berurah gripped it at face value, that you don't wear tzitzis until you get married. Now, I'm not sure that the Maril meant that. Probably the Maril is just finding an allusion in the pasuk that the inyan of talis gadol does not begin until one gets married. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.